Welcome back, KTO Public Media's Juno Afternoon. I'm Andy Klein. And joining me next is Claire Scott, who's a graphic artist and novelist. Claire, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you for having
me. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay.
Last time I talked to you, we were talking about, I think, your last novel that was about your more, was focused on your kitty cat or a kitty cat.
Yeah, both
of them. A fictional kitty cat,
mm-hmm.
A super cat.
Yeah.
Yes. But you've got a new book out, A Most Peculiar Alarm Clock is the name of it.
Yeah, it's coming out tomorrow.
That's awesome. Where's the premiere happening?
It's happening at Alaska Robotics Gallery.
Cool. That's a perfect place for it.
Yeah, exactly. That's what we were thinking.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about the focus of this one. What is the title refer to?
Well, this young man who's a bit down on his luck is happened to be gifted an alarm clock that at the start gives him luck and fortune and happiness. But then it starts to go sour and he finds that the consequences are even stronger than the luck he got.
How does he first realize that the clock is associated with some good luck things that are happening? What starts happening to him that?
Well, every time it rings, like the alarm clock rings, something happens. Like in the start, it's his boss calling saying he has a raise, and then it keeps ringing and ringing, and more good things happen just right after.
Oh, okay. So that's a fun story. Tell me about was there a specific inspiration or a thing that made you start thinking about that as a way of telling a story?
Well, mostly I was inspired by Twilight Zone episodes. Have you seen those?
Oh, yeah. I grew up on them.
Nice. What's your favorite?
Oh, I love the one that has William Shatner in it where there's the guy on the gorilla on the wing or the beast on the wing. I love that one.
Yeah, it's a good one.
But I like the other one. The other one that I also love is the one where the all these people with these kind of like what we would consider hideous faces are discussing this patient and they reveal and it's what we would consider a beautiful woman and they think she's hideous. And,
oh, yeah, it's a good one too.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, well,
which one were you thinking of?
This one was kind of inspired by the Talking Tina doll come to life episode.
Okay.
Where it's like an object that comes to life and does bad things to the protagonist. But yeah.
Yeah, that's really cool. Is there something that is the person that owns the alarm clock, do you think that is the main character? Does the alarm clock itself become a character?
Yeah, the alarm clock is definitely a character. This book focuses around four characters. The protagonist, the young man, the alarm clock, the little girl who happens to give them the alarm clock, and then an old man who comes later in the story.
Now, the young girl who gives them the alarm clock, was she the owner of the alarm clock before that?
Yes, she was.
And was she having bad luck and trying to get rid of this alarm clock? Was that sort of what was going on?
I was thinking that she wanted to start some mischief.
Oh, okay.
This young man.
I see. Okay. Well, you're a very young graphic artist. You're still in high school, right?
Yeah.
Is this your third book now?
This is my second book.
Second book. Okay. So the other one that was concentrated on the kitty cat, that was the first book. Now you've got this one. Has your style evolved and changed through that first book, right, that had been in development for, tell me how many years,
yeah,
right?
Many years,
right? Mm-hmm. You had been really working on that, and I think you probably even within the pages of that book could see your artistic style changing and evolving and that sort of thing. This book was done in a much shorter time period, right?
Mm-hmm.
Were you trying to achieve certain things in the way that you were approaching it artistically?
Oh, well, yes. This is my first full-color book. The last one was black and white. So that was a challenge to implement that into my style. But also, I made sure to have a different style from the last book. The last book was like semi-realistic superhero. This is more creepy, cartoony, Tim Burton-ish. And so I was trying to have that difference to widen my artistic style.
You were specifically going for that very specific style. You wanted to change your style.
Yes.
For this. Oh, that's really interesting. How do you work? Do you just work on paper, or do you work on a computer, or is it a combination of things? How do you create each page?
Well, this one was also different from the last book. This one was good done on computer purely. So I went through each process on the computer through my software and my tablet. The last one was done on pencil and paper and pen. So that was a big jump because I didn't know how to use that software very well before I started this. So it was kind of a learning experience through making the book.
I would think that you'd also want to make to me, using a computer that has all these tools and all these ways to make things look great, it can, in some ways, if you don't watch it, it might detract from a style that you have, or it might detract from a charm or something about handwritten, hand-drawn. Do you find that, or were you watchful of that, or did that just not occur to you, or just didn't come up?
Well, I can see how that would be an issue. Sometimes things can look too flat because it's by a computer. But I made sure to put more of a hand-drawn style into the computer. So I use a synthetic brush, a fake brush, into the computer. And I also make sure to put a texture over my colors to make sure it's like paper, has a paper quality to it.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's kind of like you're reading this on a paper product, but it was actually made by a computer.
Do you have a certain audience in mind when you think about this, when you thought about this book?
Well, I usually make my books for middle school and up. I believe people who like low fantasy, magical realism will really like this book. And especially people who don't read comics, I believe, will like this book because the first part is pure reading. You read the story, and then you read the comic. And if you don't understand something in the comic just because you're not used to comics, you can go back to that story and compare what the story says and what the comic says to understand something a bit better.
So you kind of wrote a novel, essentially, a small, short novel, and you just printed that as the first section of this book.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's interesting. I think that's a very interesting way to go about it because graphic novels so often depend on what's being depicted in the picture, so they're not having to do things like setting, describing, those kinds of things. So that's an interesting way to marry those two things together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you have an inspiration for that as well? Is that something that you had seen somewhere else, or is that just a way that you thought you wanted to approach it?
It was a way I thought I would approach it.
Yeah.
I often hear people complaining about how it's really hard to read comics and hard to get into it. And I believe comics, everyone should read them. So I want to make that process of getting into comics as easy as possible.
Well, cool.
And as comfortable as possible.
So tell me about are you having a launch, and are you signing the books when people come and buy them, that kind of thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're going to have a book release and a book signing. We're going to have some snacks there. It'll be like First Friday.
Cool.
Except it's a book signing.
Yeah, except it's like a second Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, it sounds great. Well, Claire Scott, thanks so much for coming in. A Most Peculiar Alarm Clock. The signing's happening. Is it starting tonight?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yeah. Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's happening at Alaska Robotics on Saturday, and it's your opportunity to check out this really cool Juno artist and her work. Claire, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
All right. And that's it for Juno Afternoon today, everyone. Thanks for joining us, and have a great weekend.